What a few amberjacks which have been showing their faces and beating the fishermen up into a silly pulp.
Still have that purple patch for non-eds. At this stage, you can pretty much go to Margate Pier, and I'm guaranteeing you are going to catch a small little grey dusky shark there.
My personal best, and that is the greatest reeling on earth.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Monster Fish Surge, a week where it's more quality over quantity, a week of screaming reels, a week of personal best, a week of high fives, jaw-dropping moments, making us more eager than ever for the next tug at the end of our line. Guys, welcome to Angler News South Africa, another week of the latest news in KZN. Ladies, gentlemen, anglers, this is just the tip of the iceberg, so we're going to get into it. Our reporters are ready for you. They've got the lowdown of where it's been hot, certain areas where maybe not so much due to the weather conditions, but guys, that doesn't matter because we've had bending rods, we've had screaming reels, we've had it all, and we're going to get into all of it. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let's get into the meat of the podcast. Let me start it off with the South Coast. Now, we know last week it was absolute carnage down the South Coast. It was absolutely nuts with the variety of fish. In fact, I don't think we're going to have a week like that in another couple of weeks. However, there were still fish caught. In fact, there was still mayhem with the gray sharks. And Adam is going to tell us all about it. So let's kick off the show with our South Coast report. And stick around, because later on we are going to be talking about where are the sardines and what was the verdict of Blue Lagoon.
Hey, Vinesh, hope you're doing well, my guy. So yeah, this week's fishing report has been a little bit, I would say, not as exciting as last week's. I don't know if we're going to top that one for a while, my guy. But yeah, it looks like the conditions this weekend were definitely, I would say, almost too perfect. We did have a bit of a big swell on Saturday and quite a bit of a groundswell, so a lot of sand mixing around. I know areas like Orange Rocks moving into Uvonga has been quite sanded up. However, there's still been loads and loads, and actually almost an overabundance of grey sharks down on the coast at the moment. In terms of edible fishing, there's been a handful of bronze bream, one or two decent sized ones. Tons of smaller cobbies though, up to that 5-6 kilo range. Been quite an enormous amount of them, I must be honest with you. There's been a few skates popping up here and there as well, so definitely keeping the non-ed fishermen alive and kicking. But in terms of any sort of fireworks, I would say the only thing really exciting that happened off deep sea recently was a wahoo that was caught. But again, I think all the attention's definitely being held and everyone's waiting with bated breath for these sards, as it typically does bring massive amounts of shark fishing activity and game fish activity. But in terms of at the moment, things are definitely a little bit quieter. However, we still have that purple patch for non-eds. At this stage, you can pretty much go to Margate Pier, and I'm guaranteeing you are going to catch a small little grey dusky shark there. But otherwise, yes, guys, it's definitely been a little bit slower this week. And I do think that a lot of the anglers and non-anglers alike, everyone's just waiting for the greatest shoal on earth, as everyone knows it. So yes, Vinesh, not too of an exciting report. If the guys are coming down this weekend, just check the weather. Our water temp is a little bit colder, and hopefully the shad will start coming on the bike, because there haven't really been numbers of shad popping up. Again, it's been 1-1-1. So guys, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam Lyon. Now, he's saying it has been a bit quieter, but that's probably because we're only comparing the South Coast to how we've experienced it over the last couple of weeks. Now, there's still, like he said, an abundance of grey sharks, abundance of cob, and with the colder water, possible shad coming out. So hey, you know what, doesn't sound like a bad report to me at all. In fact, it sounds to me like South Coast is the place to be. Now, sticking with the South Coast, we are going to be chatting with Ray Thompson, and he's giving a shout out to our cover angler Atika Bellum with that monster 30 kilo kingfish.
Again, down far south has been the place to be. Quite a few fish coming out there, especially at Margate Pier, quite a few grey sharks and that. One or two electric rays for the guys that like a shocking experience. It would be a lovely fish to try and target. Other than that, bronze bream, cob, the usual suspect, all in that vicinity. Moving up to Scottborough, there's been quite a few grey sharks in that area, but late in the evening, early morning sessions, that's when the fish have been feeding the best. Ifafa threw a very nice sea on the weekend, caught by Tika, which was a lovely fish. Well done to Tika for that lovely GT that she got. And then the Warnaby coming up to Toti, Main Beach, that area. One or two garrick around. Obviously, guys battling to get live bait, and I'm talking about live shad. Other than that, guys, it's been very quiet on the far north.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. Now staying on the coast, we're going to get to Durban a bit later on in the tail end of the show, because trust me, there's some action, there's news about Blue Lagoon, and like I said, we are going to touch on what's going on with the sardines. But for now, let me tell you about what's going on the north coast. So from Umhlanga right up to Umhlothi, it is still a lot of grey sharks, a good couple of stumpies and bronze bream in between. Now the bronze bream and stumpies aren't thick, they are around but just ones and twos, and there is an odd shad, but you know, still very early days to be talking about that. Now moving further up to Gela and those areas, there's still a couple cob around, but the main action, guys, has been on the offshore side. So there's still a fair amount of cooter coming out. There's a good couple of snook still on the bite on that lower end of the north coast, and as you go further up into the, well, deeper end of the north coast, I'm talking Richards Bay, St. Lucia and those areas, well, there's been some tuna, but it has been quite challenging for the guys to go out this week. So the reports we got was on like every second or third day. When the weather conditions were right, the guys went out and they totally crushed it. Now, let's jump into the freshwater side, and that was my flavor of the week, but Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. Much excitement in the air, and I can say that the fishing really seems to be on the up and up at last. While some waters, and that is the still waters predominantly, seem to be unseasonably warm still, the fish do appear to have got the message that winter is looming and are feeding up and are definitely in the game. River levels also, on the other hand, have dropped significantly from the previously unplayable conditions, and those running directly off the berg are running cold and crystal clear. But the term spoiled for choice springs to mind, and all that is required is for you, the angler, to get to the water and take advantage. Guys, the trout river season is about to close this weekend, and it's going to be a long, hard 3-month wait for us anglers of the moving waters. Plenty of time to rest, polish a tackle, and tie those fly boxes. I did finally manage to make a foray and brought a few Bushman's River brown trout to hand, on the dry fly, of course. So that is my ticket for the rest of the season, and now we just have that 3-month wait. Combination of cold water, a bracing 9 degrees, I must say, coming off the berg, and post-spawn lethargy made the fishing slow, but still, a most delightful couple of hours was spent closing off my account for the season. See you all on the 1st of September. The still waters are, of course, the topic of interest currently, with a good few returns from the NFFC fly anglers. The bigger trout are about, the smallest in the returns falling into the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter bracket, and the largest fish taping into the 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter class. A mixed bag of flies are doing the business, ranging from the woolly buggers down to small nymph patterns. Guys, it's prime festival season, with leg one of the Tops Corporate Trophy Challenge having taken place last weekend. Biggest fish there was 58 centimeters. The Hastings exclusive this past weekend, biggest fish there of 63. And leg two of the corporate this weekend, and followed by the Camberg Trout and Boston Fly Fishing Festivals the weekends thereafter. I look forward to reporting as the season hots up, and firsthand, of course, from the KTF, as yours truly will be fishing. Hope to see you there. Further afield, the still waters of the Underberg are also producing, with Kingfisher's very own Vinesh Sugrim recently besting his PB. Well done, that man. Not much news coming from the bass fraternity, unfortunately, but both Midmar and Albert Falls say that fishing is quote-unquote okay. Carp are back in the species menu at Albert Falls, with fly anglers getting stuck in with a small beetle pattern. With river levels dropping and the waters clearing up, gaily anglers are getting out and about. There have been some good fish reported on nymph patterns and even some red-breast tilapia as a quote-unquote bycatch. Guys, time to get out there, and do stop in at the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korobal reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan, and thank you for the shout-out, my friend. Yes, I got my personal best, and it was amazing. A beautiful brown trout. I loved it. It was, what a fight. You know what? It just made me realize that I'm actually going to be attempting going saltwater fly fishing. I haven't done it in like over 20 years. I attempted it, I started it, I got into it, and then I very soon got out of it. But I am going right back. You know what's the beauty of something like this, right? Is that you'll be catching your fish, you'll be trying, you'll be waiting, you'll be patiently trying different flies and all of that. And then all of a sudden you get that tug, and then your rod bends, and then your reel screams, and you don't know what it is until it comes closer. And then you realize, whoa, this is a big fish. And when it comes out into the net, you realize, wow, this is my personal best. And that is the greatest feeling on earth. All right. So anyway, enough of my moment, enough of the PB moment. Let's find out what's happening in Durban. And let me start off with the situation at Blue Lagoon. Now, in case you haven't been in tune with what's been going on, Blue Lagoon has been closed since the 8th of January. And we have just dropped a special KZN report regarding this, right? So check it out on the podcast. And that's where we hear from the Blue Lagoon angling crew and how they've been feeling about this for the last, about 5 going on to 6 months. Now, we did get a response from the city, right? And they responded to the guys at ECR, and the article is out there, so, you know, maybe you want to go and check that out. But pretty much in a nutshell, they've given us a breakdown of the situation, and they spoke about what steps they are taking to get it sorted out. But as it stands, Blue Lagoon is still closed. Now, they have published the reports of the E. coli levels. The E. coli is still pretty high. They spoke about all the things required to repair the situation, which is the broken sewer lines. And when that happens, Blue Lagoon will open up. But as it stands, guys, no fishing, right? If you want more, go and listen to the last podcast. It's out there. It's a special report of Angler News South Africa, and see what they're feeling and drop it in the comments with what you are feeling about it. Now, apart from Blue Lagoon, the fishing is going on, and we are going to be talking to Mike V and Brad Krabler with what's been coming out outside of Blue Lagoon.
How's it, guys? There was a couple of lovely days of fishing on our beach, on the north coast, south coast, everywhere. The bite was on. Sea went a bit pear-shaped, bite went a bit quiet, but all in general, there was some lovely bite. Some lovely stumpies, some good grunters on the Durban North beaches. The guys that ventured north and south got lovely cob, lovely bronze bream, things like that. Also thrown in the mix, one or two diamonds came out. There's a couple brown skates, couple small honeys, quite a few sandies, gray sharks, and spinners. So the beaches did perform very nicely during the flat seas. Now with a slightly bigger sea, it has gone a bit more quiet. Oaks have tackled up mainly for the edibles, and they're shooting north and south to go look for the cob and the bronze bream, things like that. Ski boat and paddle skis, once again, it's been the place to be. Quite a bit of snook, quite a bit of cooter, some odd yellowfin here and there, a couple bonnies. On the bottoms, the guys are still getting their heelback, their doggers, all those sort of things. But yeah, those guys are doing very well for themselves. The guys in the bay, again, lovely. Some beautiful grunter being caught. In the mix with the grunters was some lovely cob. On paddle tail and on small live baits, the guys have been using some beautiful cob in the bay. There's been a couple kingies, a couple bigger size kingies, in fact. Not those normal 0.5 to 1 kilo size, just some lovely pictures of 3-4 kilo size kingies. So they are around and they are eating the artificials. Guys, thank you very much. Have a great week. Mike B for ANSA News. Thanks.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Risky Fishing Charters. The fishing report for the last week of the ski boat. With the beautiful weather we've had over the last week, with lovely flat seas, very little wind, and some really nice good fishing. Guys, so what can I say? Half carp are still plentiful. Awesome. They seem to be out all over the place and some really good sizes. On the slingers and soldiers and rock cods, they are still also plentiful, but with some very good nice Englishmen coming out. There's also been quite a few amberjacks which have been showing their faces and beating the fishermen up into a silly pulp. We managed to get a couple of really good rubber lips on Miss Lucy's during the week. There's also been snook, and not so much I heard about the cooter, but definitely snook by the Blue Lagoon area. Yeah, so guys, this is Brad for Angling New South Africa. Guys, tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. There is life yet. There's fish out there. There's fish out in Durban. There's fish down south. There's a couple bullfish up north. Now, I did tell you about the sardine news. Well, guys, the shoals are breaking up. Now, last we heard, they are north of Coffee Bay. And, you know, around that Amtata River mouth area, there's a couple breakaway shoals. Now, the water is still pretty warm. So, we know we still got another couple of weeks. So, just prepare yourself. The fish are coming, but we are still a couple weeks away, right? The predictions are they should be here, well, more down the south coast and in our KZN waters, closer to the end of June. I would say the middle to the end of June. From what I've heard, 16th June is the time to look out for them. And the reason I say this is because history has shown after the 16th of June, we get full on action. It breaks on the 15th, 16th of June. By the 16th of June, you're going to get those reports. Guys are out there netting sardines. So make sure you start prepping that leave of yours. Now, if you want a more detailed understanding of how this whole movement works with the sardines, well, that was in our Deep Dive podcast. So check it out, because that is going to be a series. We started it off with the migration of the fish, which is exactly what we just spoke about. And they will be coming. And by the end of the series, the fish will be here and you will be a sardine expert. Now, you can find this on ecr.co.za under the podcast tab or wherever you listen to your podcast. And while you are there, click that follow button, because like I said, there are more sardine deep dive reports coming out. Well, I wouldn't say reports, but more insights. You know what? We are going to deep dive just like those ganners, just like how they deep diving into the sardines. That's exactly what we are doing. But for now, enjoy the rest of the fishing. We've given you the report, we've given you the hotspots, we have given you Angler News South Africa. Now, with that being said, until the next one,
this is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.